This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging people to take to the streets for new mass protests on Wednesday. In a video statement posted on social media Tuesday night, Guaido urged the military to join with those clamoring for change in Venezuela. Emmanuel Otolenghi, senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, says that speculation about whether Guaido was being arrested may have spurred Tuesday's events.
It is very likely that the Maduro regime might want to arrest him, or even worse, just to remove what has become the symbol of defiance against the dictatorship. But the continuous support that Guaido gets from the international community, including the numerous foreign embassies still open in Caracas.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says the nation showed nerves of steel, calm, and effective action in the face of the protests. Maduro says that never in history of the world has there been anything like the thousands of Venezuelans who mobilized against the insurrection on Tuesday. Special Counsel Robert Mueller was frustrated with U.S. Attorney General William Barr's portrayal of the findings in the Russia investigation. Criminal defense attorney Jack Rice.
This is a 21-month investigation. Thousands of interviews took place, more than 400 pages. And what we're seeing from the Attorney General is that he seems to have forgotten his role. The Attorney General's role here is he is the attorney for the United States. He is not the attorney for the President of the United States. Those are two fundamentally different acts, fundamentally different roles. And what he's doing is he seems to be the President's number one cheerleader when that's not what he's supposed to be.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Japan's Emperor Naruhito has inherited the imperial regalia, sword and jewel and seals as proof of succession in his first official duty as emperor. In his first speech, he said, "In ascending to the throne, I swear that I will reflect deeply on the course followed by His Majesty the Emperor Emeritus and bear in mind the path trodden by past emperors, and will devote myself to self-improvement." Emperor Naruhito has vowed to fulfill his duty as a symbol of state and people, as defined under Japan's constitution. South Korea has reopened the joint security area in the truce village of Panmunjom to the public on Wednesday, a year after a historic summit was held there between the two Korean leaders, Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un. The JSA in the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas has long been a popular tourist site, with its bright blue buildings and soldiers from both sides standing face to face. But tours have been suspended since October due to security issues. Lieutenant Colonel Sean Merrow of the United Nations Command commented on the occasion.
"We've taken away the landmines. We've ensured that this side has been demined. We've taken the weapons out of the towers. Our guards no longer carry weapons. And I think that what you'll see here is a place that can foster trust building and confidence that hopefully can spread across the Korean Peninsula."
The DMZ tourism plan was part of a military pact sealed during a September summit in Pyongyang, which called for a set of tension-diffusing measures. Islamic State remains a potent threat around the world despite reduced capabilities, says Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi on Tuesday, adding its leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has made his latest video appearance in a remote area. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
In the video, the man purported to be al-Baghdadi celebrates the Easter attacks in Sri Lanka, calling them a response to the group's losses in the recent Battle of Baghouz in Syria, which effectively ended IS's territorial control in the region.
"This is ISIS, there's none."
This declaration by US President Trump just over a month ago that the region had been, quote, liberated from Islamic State, came amid warnings from some defense experts that the jihadists remain a threat through sleeper cells around the world and that they remain active on the internet.
That was Reuters reporter Anna Bevan. Major cities around the world have ramped up security, increasing police presence, and even using drones to monitor crowds expected at May Day rallies. International Workers' Day, which is commonly known as May Day, celebrates the international labor movement on the first day of May every year. It's a national holiday in more than 80 countries around the world. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.